So apparently, AI is now making decisions about your loan approval, flagging your credit card transactions as suspicious, and determining financial risk, all while being asked to explain itself in plain English. Welcome to the era where algorithms control the money. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, big tech's surprisingly quiet approach to AI in financial risk management. While we're all distracted by chatbots writing poetry and generating images, Amazon Web Services has been quietly building something potentially much more consequential: AI systems that determine financial risk, detect fraud, and make decisions that directly impact people's economic lives. AWS is now offering operational risk management tools to banks and financial institutions that use inference models to assess credit risk and spot potential fraud. But here's where it gets interesting. They're emphasizing what they call agentic AI, essentially AI systems that can monitor financial activity dynamically, make decisions, and even integrate with those generative AI models we're all familiar with. Think about that for a second. The same company that listens to you through Alexa is now building systems that could determine if your loan application gets approved. And honestly, this feels like a much bigger deal than the latest image generator, but it's happening with a fraction of the attention. What's strange is the silence from everyone else. Google, Microsoft, Meta, Apple, they're all conspicuously quiet in this space, at least publicly. It's as if AWS has found a lucrative corner of AI that the others haven't fully engaged with yet. Or perhaps they're developing similar systems behind closed doors. Either way, when it comes to AI that directly impacts your financial life, Amazon seems to be taking the lead while everyone else fights over who has the best chatbot. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the big tech players, there's been a fascinating undercurrent in how these financial AI systems are being built and regulated. And it centers around something called model transparency. Financial institutions are under enormous pressure to explain exactly how their AI makes decisions. It's not enough to say the algorithm denied your loan anymore. Regulators want to know why, how, and whether there's any bias involved. This has given rise to an entire field called explainable AI in finance. Companies like MindBridge are building what they call Ensemble AI. Systems that don't just make decisions, but can actually show their work. Imagine if your math teacher not only wanted the answer, but demanded you show every step of your calculation. That's what's happening with financial AI right now. These systems provide continuous transaction analysis and customizable controls, flagging potential risks in real time while also documenting exactly why something was flagged. And this is crucial because, unlike generating a weird-looking image of a cat, when AI makes a mistake in finance, people can lose homes, businesses can fail, and markets can crash. The strange thing is that despite the enormous potential impact of these technologies, venture capital doesn't seem to be pouring money into this space, at least not visibly. Our search for VC-backed startups in this domain from major firms like Sequoia, A16Z, or Y Combinator came up surprisingly empty. It's as if there's this massive opportunity that's being overlooked while everyone chases the next viral AI app. Quick hits before we go. AI is revolutionizing fraud detection by spotting anomalies humans would miss, but introduces its own risks when it makes mistakes. Financial regulators are demanding more transparency in AI models, but the standards for what counts as explainable are still evolving, and perhaps most importantly, the finance industry is moving from static risk assessment to continuous monitoring, meaning AI is watching your financial behavior all the time, not just when you apply for something. You know, it's fascinating how much attention we pay to AI generating images and text, while relatively little attention goes to AI systems making decisions about our financial lives. The chatbots may entertain us, but the algorithms determining creditworthiness will shape our actual futures. And that's probably where more of our collective attention should be focused. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.